Shavua Tov to everyone. Once again, we've come to the Leil Slichos this year, Tov Shin Ayin Dalid. As we enter the year Tov Shin Ayin Hey in just a few days. So share a few thoughts from the Sifse Chaim. Reb Chaim Friedlander, the Mashgiach Ruchani, passed, Zecher Tzadik Livracha of the Panovich Yeshiva, but, you know, and in other things as well. Month of Elul is the month of Anila Dodi V'Dodi Li. It's a Yom Noraim, the time for closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we understand the part of the equation, V'Dodi Li, all right? Our beloved comes to us. I am for my beloved is for me. Our beloved comes to us. That's the Pasuk, Dirshu Hashem Behi Matz'o. Krov Berasel Karov. Dirshu Hashem Behi Matz'o. Seek out God when he may be found. Call on to him when he's near. That's Aser Simei Tshuva. That's the period of time that will soon begin, but it's really this period now, V'Dodi Li. Hashem has set aside this time of year when he draws near to us and we feel his presence even more. What about the first part of the equation? Ani L'Dodi, I am for my beloved. How is that manifested? And in fact, you see from the way the month is described, it's not called Ululu, Ulula. Dodi Li Vani Lo, Dodi Li Vani Lo, Da Lu Li, whatever. We come first. Anila Dodi. If we don't take the first step, then who says V'Dodi Li? Who says we even sense God's nearness to us? So we do has to come first. That notion of coming first is part of the concept that we think about a little more this time of year called Hiskarvus. Hiskarvus means the act of drawing near. Krobis or Karov. We draw near to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he draws near to us. It sounds good, but what does it mean in real terms, in terms that we can understand in practical terms? So if Melamed writes, this is really the pasuk in today's Sedra. Reina sati lefanecha yom eschayim esatov eshamoves vesara. Behold, I've set before you today life and the good and death and evil. In truth, death is not really set before us. Death hovers around us, but it's not set before us that we have the capability of choosing it. So in fact, he explains that Chaim means Hiskarvus. Life itself means drawing near to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Maves, death itself, means Hisrachakus, distance from God. We all know the laws of Tumah. Tumah means something which is removed from Kedusha. The Tumah has to separate himself from the Mikdash. Death means Hisrachakus min Hashem. So if we choose Maves, Rachmona Litzlan, it means we've chosen to distance ourselves from God. If we choose Chaim, it means we've embarked on a course of life in which we draw nearer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the simple equation. See, writes in the Sifse Chaim, he quotes Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, that there was a time that he remembers, Rabbi Yisrael writes in the Or Yisrael, that when Elul came, kol ish achazuch falatzus, every person was gripped with trembling. All you had to say was the word Elul, and people began to panic because they knew that the Yomim Noroim were coming, were imminent. All right, I'm a little older now when I first heard this. Maybe I even know a little more. Maybe to my chagrin, I know a little more. There's certain nostalgia that existed about the Alta Haim, that it all was like this. I don't really believe it was. I'm sure that pockets were like that. But it wasn't really always like that. And certainly not everyone heard the word Elul and started to tremble. I mean, during Israel's time, there were Bundists and communists and socialists and atheists and secularists and all sorts of Jews who did not tremble when they heard the word Elul. He lived through the Haskalah and thereafter. So what does it mean then? What, in fact, is he saying? What is that Hiskarvus? It's not enough to say that we'll just say the word or the season will come upon us and therefore everything will be made right. We always have to take affirmative measures in order to bring us to this sense of Iskarvus, in order to benefit from the reality of Krauhu Be'osok Karov. So what exactly should be done? So Rabbi Yisrael wrote in one of his letters that the main impediment that we have to drawing near to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you think about it, it makes perfect sense. The main impediment we have is hergel. Hergel means routine. It means the desire to remain stationary, the same we are, the same as we are. And if you think about it, it makes perfect sense, because what's the opposite of iskarvus? Right, one is hisrachakus. Opposite of drawing close is drawing further away, but there's another opposite, standing still. Standing still is the notion of hergel. Standing still is the idea that, been there, done that, it's not my first Elul, it's not my first Tishrei, it's not my first Shofar, it's not my first Yom Kippurim, I've been there as well. And hergel then is habit. And habit means that we've become so accustomed to our ways that either we don't want to change them, or we don't think we have to change them. Now, in truth, we all have some good habits as well. We all come out Slichas night, that's a good habit. And we all have some bad habits we know that we have to drop, we have to work on. It takes a little effort. But hergel really becomes the primary machsom, the primary roadblock on the way to Skarvus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No one feels any need to really draw close, to uproot ourselves from the position in which we're now in, to assume a different position, if in fact we're comfortable with where we are. Why draw near if we're happy? Welcome, Rabbi Winkleshu. Why draw near if we're happy in the position that we're in? And that, in fact, is exacerbated by the concept of chet, of sin. Sin makes it harder. We become, through hergel, attached to certain sins that we have, whether it's affirmative sins of actions, pulot, whether it's tchunot, characteristics, midos. They become parts of our personalities that we don't want to uproot, and therefore they're barriers as well. Hergel in terms of sin, hergel in terms of midos ros, hergel in terms of ashkofos, the routine in which we live our lives, doing the same thing day after day, interacting with others in a similar way, never really sitting back in a contemplative sense and saying, maybe this is a little off, maybe I need an adjustment. Maybe if this person did not react well to what I said, maybe the problem is not him, but the problem is me, or the way I said it, or what was said. Maybe the way I treat this merchant, or treat this friend, or this child, or for that matter, this employer or teacher, maybe there's something awry about the way I did it, and therefore I have to reflect on my deeds. If we want to break through those barriers, the only way to do it is to recognize that we're often paralyzed by the sense of hergel, of habit, of routine, and therefore must move beyond it. And that is also compounded by another factor which is prevalent in our people. It's a genetic condition in Klal Yisrael, one that's been to our benefit at certain times, but it's been to our detriment in others. What Chazal call, what the Torah called kashrus oref, having a stiff neck. You have a stiff neck now in more ways than one. But you see, when Hashem lost patience with the Jewish people, not for the first time, not for the last, at the Chet HaEgel, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, where Isias Almazeh, I've seen this people, Vihine Amkshe Orefu. They're stiff-necked people. What does it mean to be stiff-necked? Think about it. It's a literal term. What does it mean when you're stiff-necked, having been down this road a few times? You can't turn to the left and you can't turn to the right. All you certainly can't turn backwards. All you see is exactly what's in front of you. What's in front of you? The path that you're going on, and you will not deviate from that path. You're not going to change one iota. You can make no adjustments at all because you can't see, you have no peripheral vision anymore. When Hashem said to Moshe, this people is an Am Kshe Oref, she said, V'chaleo Sam Keraga. There's no hope. There's only hope for a people, for a person, who could at least turn to the right and turn to the left and maybe look in back of him also. Maybe look up, maybe look down, maybe to see there's a different world. There are different roads, there are different approaches, the changes that can be made. If that's not done, if you can't turn your neck even a little, then there is no hope. Kashrus Oref is part of the barrier of Chet, part of the barrier of Hergel that has to be confronted as we begin this season. So the question then is, how do you confront it? How do you overcome Hergel? It's simple to say, well, don't do it anymore. But there's a reason why it's routine. That's because we do it. That is our routine. So how do you change it? So you see what the Sifsei Chaim says, but I think we recognize it from our own lives and the brilliant pattern, the brilliant formula that Chazal laid out for us. We change our routine. What in the world are we doing here? Well past midnight, just minutes from halachic midnight on a Motzoi Shabbos. Right? There was a time when I could be up this late at night. I think those days are long past. I'm exhausted. So what are we doing now? What are we doing the rest of the week? What are we doing, in fact, for the next 2 weeks? Every morning, getting up earlier, breaking the dawn, bashmores haboker, in the language of the Rambam. What are we doing? If not shattering our hergel, shattering our routine. Slichos is the first shattering of the routine. I've said in the past, also echoing the Rambam in Hilchos Truvo, why is that we're here in the middle of the night, all right? Why we could even wait till tomorrow morning too? Why start now? Because we start at the earliest possible opportunity to show the feeling of shat chirum, of emergency that we have. The first opportunity that we get to say slichos, right after halachic chatzos, we want to grasp it. We don't even want to wait till the morning. We can't wait. Emergency comes, you respond immediately. You can't wait. That breaks the routine. We get up early with slichos, and we start saying vidui, and our tfilos are different. And come the Aseres Yemei Teshuva, we have additions to the tfilos, also to break away from the routine of what we're saying. He mentions here, the minig that the Rama writes in Tafresh Gimel and Shulchan Aruch, that I'm no way, I'm sure many here as well, not to eat paspalter during Aseres Yemei Teshuva. Breads baked by non-Jews, like Entenmann's, for example. Only to eat pas Yisrael. And not just a question of Shabbos. The Shabbos always do it. But during the Yemei Chol on Aseres Yemei Teshuva. Why? He says, because these are the things we do to break our hergel, break our routine. And he quotes his Rebbe, Rav Dessler, L'chorat tzorch iyun maho inyam bezeh. What do we really gain? We don't eat, Levi's rye bread. I don't think they're a Jewish company anymore. Mato elas bezeh im yodeh shacharkach lo yizoher. What do we gain if we know that after the Aseres Yemei Teshuva we're going back the way it was before? What have we gained by? Who are we fooling? So the answer is, we're not fooling anybody. We're not trying to fool anyone. Can't fool HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Can't fool ourselves either. We're doing is breaking our routine. We're just different. The time of year is different. Our approach is different. Everything about our lives changes. And that's the only way to do it. We shake ourselves up in order to wake ourselves up. And then we're different people. if we're different people, we can begin the process of Anila Dodi, of ourselves moving forward, of being the first to draw near. So Kadosh Baruch Hu then draws near to us. One final point, the Rambam says in Hilchos Teshuva, speaks about shofar and waking up, the slumbering, etc. And he says, V'yazov kol achod mikem darko hara'o. Everybody should leave his evil way, his way of ra. The pshat is darko. Everyone is different. Everyone looks at the world differently. Everyone has different strengths and weaknesses. Everyone's tshuva is different. Everyone seeks forgiveness in a different way. But the most important thing is the packages that we're all bearing, that's also different for every person. It's not the same. It's darko hora'ah. Yazov rosho darko. Each person's derech is his or her own derech. And that's the derech that can be changed. It's so much easier for all of us to change the other guy's derech, to point out the flaws in everyone else. That's not the purpose of this time of year. It's Yazov Rosh Darko. It's the Rosh has to leave his own derech, but first he has to recognize what's wrong about his derech. And that means loosening our necks a little. It means looking right and left and up and down and to the back and not just to the front where we think we know where we're going because we've been there so many times before. It's the recognition that chet is a barrier, and being more mindful of what we say and what we do this time of year. It's the recognition that we can get into good patterns as well and get into good routines. But often the routines are not good. And the hergel has to be the primary obstacle that's overcome. We do that, then the season takes on a different meaning altogether. And the way we approach it is different. The way we'll enjoy it will be different. And I dare say the benefit that we gain from it will be different as well. And the first step is upon us, slichos, the ability to ask for forgiveness, to introspect and recognize that we have been on the wrong derech, to recognize on an initial level, very, very simple, very raw, that maybe something is a little off and needs rectification, or at least needs analysis before the rectification. And then we start the process. It seems long, it's not really long, but the changes that happen, that can happen to all of us, to shake us out of our routine, can really transform our lives in a way that makes us better Jews and better people. And therefore we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu's assistance and his blessings that this period of time should be different than in the past. Not that the past was not good, but it should be different. We should think a little more, a little more seriously, and feel the intensity of the moment, feel in fact the awe of the moment, and thereby be zoche to God's blessings for continued life, and good health, and prosperity, and peace. Lanu l'chol Yisrael. Amen.